Actu Valais.
Local politics, municipal amenities, upgrades and updates. Silvers,
Les Ouches,
Chamonix,
Valenciennes. Weekly on Globule Radio, discover what's new and news in the valley.
More than half of the COVID beds are occupied in Sallanches, with 56 people hospitalised according to the latest information from the hospital's Du Pays de Mont Blanc, dating Tuesday, April 21st. 17 people have unfortunately passed away, while 48 patients have returned home. Two residents of the Ariel de Sallanches retirement home were hospitalised after being tested positive for coronavirus. In Chamonix, residents are also going to be tested, and good news for loved ones, according to government directives, it is now possible to go to and visit your parents or grandparents in the EHPAD facility. But of course, there will be precautions to take, with visits installed in a special booth. Rules have also been relaxed at the Sallanches maternity unit. Until recently, only one parent could attend the delivery, with a strict no visitation policy before or after. From now on, a loved one will be able to stay after childbirth, but with strict conditions. For example, prohibiting leaving the room, including for a cigarette. A good time to quit. 20,000 FFP2 masks have also just been delivered to the municipality of Chamonix, a gift from China. They will be distributed to the various nursing staff in the valley and to agents in contact with the virus. Meanwhile, the town hall has ordered 8,000 masks for residents, une masque pour tous, alternative masks that will be distributed from the start of this week. Many companies in the valley have launched private initiatives to help caregivers. This is the case for ZAG in Argentière. They've collected more than €10,000, and all the information is on their Facebook page if you're interested. Participants will go in the draw for a pair of skis. It's also case closed for seasonal workers who live in trucks at the Molais campsite at the entrance to Chamonix. The campsite closed April 15th due to flood risks. 9 seasonal workers were able to find refuge in the Grepon car park. They have access to water, electricity and sanitary facilities. A further 20 were able to return home thanks to a certificate signed by the town hall allowing them to travel on the roads of France to avoid being verbalised. Verbalisations, which have left many unanswered questions in the valley. At the moment, the gendarmerie is collaborating with 15 agents of the municipal police who have the right to verbalise. However, no more than 5 fines per day are distributed, according to the town hall, and very often for recidivism or inappropriate behaviour. The final factor is excessive travel. The last question has garnered the most concerns from locals who would like to do their shopping elsewhere than in Chamonix. The town hall reminds you it is permissible to go shopping in Les Ouches or Sallanches, but insists within moderation for the number of trips and how much shopping is required. For example, not to travel to Grand Fré to buy a picnic basket, but over a week's worth of supplies. Finally, good news for those who have done the spring cleaning at home or in the garden. The 2 recycling centres are open again. In Les Ouches, only by appointment and in the afternoon. You must book the day before your arrival. And in Chamonix, no appointment required but limited hours, now published on the Town Hall website. The ressourcerie, on the other hand, in Beauchère, remains closed until further notice. A reminder, stay safe, stay home, and respect the confinement measures in place, washing your hands regularly. All this information is on the Globule Radio website, globule.chamonix.radio, in the coronavirus info section.